So we'll begin. We're going back now to continue in the Rambam himself in Shemoneh Prakim. So if you have the Memoroim volume, it's on page Lamed Vav, the fourth line. Avalama Amar Hamafusam Etzel Bnei Adam. If you're using a different edition, so I don't know, you have to find it. So again, when I read the Rambam in the Shiurim, so I use the edition of Masada Rav Kook. So if there's a slight difference, you'll know it's just because I'm reading from a different edition. Okay, so the Rambam says, "Avla ma'amar mefusam etzel bnei adam," the famous statement that people know of. People use v'gam yimatzu mimenu b'divrei hachachomim b'divrei hanaviim gam kein, and we find this statement made in the words of the chachomim, as well as in the words of the neviim. V'hu sheyeshivas ha'adam v'kimasoi v'chol tnuaisav b'irtzoin Hashem yizbarach v'cheftzoi, and that is that the sitting of a person, the getting up, person getting up, v'chol tnuaisav, and all his movements, b'irtzein Hashem yisbarach v'cheftzoi, are with the will of Hashem, and God's, it's all God's will. Where do we see this in Chazal? We have like the Gemara in Chulin, right? Ein adam noikev etzboi milamata elim kein machrizin olav milamala, that a person can't even move his finger if they didn't make an announcement upstairs, right, in Shemayim, that he should be allowed to be able to move it. Just for anybody that just logged in late, so we're continuing the Rambam. If you have the Memoroim volume, so it's on page Lamed Vav, the fourth line. So he says like this. So that's a famous thing, right? Like everything that a person does, every motion that a person does is with the Ratzon of Hashem. So the Rambam has to deal with that, because until now he's been telling us that really Hashem gave over to man Bechira, gave him over free choice. Man could do what he wants. The only thing that Hashem kept to himself is really the laws of nature. Be'etzim, that's what it comes out from the Rambam. So if that's the case, then how do you relate to what we find in the words of the Chachamim and the words of the Nevi'im, that the sitting of a person, the getting up of the person, all his movements are all with the Ratzon Hashem and the Chefetz of Hashem? So I think everybody here, I'm just looking, there's one phone. Okay, if everybody could, let's see, who's everybody can mute themselves, it would be helpful. Here, I'm gonna, if everybody on your screen, you could just mute yourself, it will be, yeah. Alright. Otherwise, I could mute. Most people have computers, then if they want to be mayor, they can, but I see everybody, almost everybody on the computers is already muted. Everybody's now, okay. Fine. Now we track down who's the source of the noise. Shalom Reb Shmuel. Okay, so again, the Rambam now has to give an answer. How do you explain this idea that's brought down both in the Chazal, like the Gemara Chulin is an example, and also in the Psukim, in the words of the Nevi'im? Where do we see it in the Nevi'im? So you have, for example, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Me'ashem mitzadei gover koinanu, right, like the steps of man, Hashem is all from Hashem, and the steps that he takes, his walking. You also have the same idea in Mishlei, Me'ashem mitzadei gover va'adam ma'yovin darkoi. So how's the Rambam now going to relate to this yesod? Says the Rambam, Hu ma'amar amiti al tzad echad. It's expressing something true in a certain bechina. It's not, we have to put it into the right context of what that means. V'hu, that says, K'misha hishlich even al ha'avir v'yorda lamata, like someone who threw a stone on the air, right, in the air, and it went down below. Shaman, I'm just going to mute the phone over here, just because it's making a little bit of noise in the background. And I'll every once in a while I'll give, you know, chance to speak up, because everybody else is able to do it on their own, but the phones I think are not. So, okay, a second here. Okay. So, vul kemisha ishlich even al avir v'yarda lamata. Somebody who threw a stone in the air, and the stone descended, it fell down below. Shamarnu bo, we said about that, shabirutzein Hashem yisbarach yarda lamata, that it's with the ratzon of Hashem yisbarach that it went down below. Vul ma'amr amiti, and that's something, that's true, that's a true ma'amr. Right? Hashem was koveya in the Bria, the laws of nature, and that stays in God's realm. That's not man's doing. So it was Hashem's ratzon that if man threw a stone, that stone is going to fall. Hashem yisbarach ratza shetiyah haaretz kula b'merkaz, because Hashem wanted that the land would be completely in the center, like everything gravity, right? Everything is going to gravitate to the land. And because of that, any time that somebody's going to throw something upwards, yisna'u el amerkaz, it's going to move to the center. V'chein, another example, kol chelik michelke esh, misno'e el lamala, b'rotzin shekadam liyas misno'e el lamala. Any part of the chelke ha'esh, of parts of fire, always move upwards. That's based on the ratzon Hashem, that he wanted the fire, the nature of fire, to always go up. Lo Hashem yisbach rotza be'es she'isno'e azeh chelik min ha'oretz she'isno'e lamata. But that's not the idea. It doesn't mean that Hashem now wanted that this part should, you know, fall down or move down from the part of the Gashmius thing should now move down below. That's not the Ratzin. The Rambam holds that's not the Ratzin. It's not the idea when Chazal say that Hashem wanted this to happen. It just means on the level of that everything that happens takes place with the Ratzin Hashem, in the sense that Hashem created the laws of nature. So whatever's happening now, he allowed to happen. That's what's called him wanting it. It's being done with his ratzon, with his permission, so to say. But not that Hashem really wanted that. Yeah, okay, you know, you threw up the ball. Oh, Hashem just now, he wanted that ball to fall. So, ubezeh cholkim ha-medabrim. And on this, the medabrim, which was a group of philosophers, right? So he says that they argue on this. The Rambam, you know, really bashes the sheet of the Medabrim, and he says kishamati oimrim, because I heard the Medabrim saying, I heard this group of philosophers saying, sharotzoin b'chol davar eis acher eis tamid, that the rotzon in everything is every moment continuously. Hashem's rotzon is a continuous story, moment after moment, he's being roitze. Veloy keinam in anachnu. We don't believe such a thing, says the Rambam. Achar rotze noye b'sheishis imei b'reishis. Hashem's rotzon was at the beginning of time, at the beginning of the sheishis imei b'reishis, the creation of the world. Sheyimashchu advarim kulam al tiv'am tamid. That they should go in, they should always continue in their natural way that he created with them, that he created them with. He brings a pasuk in Kehelet, right? That whatever was is what will be. Whatever is done is what will be done. There's nothing new under the sun. So it's a pasuk mefurish. Hashem's only time that he was roitze something, the way the Rambam understands this, was back then in Sheishis Mei Bereishis, and his ratzon now is just in the sense that he still wants that he wanted it to continue, so it's continuing. That was his plan. And for this reason, the chachamim hutzruchu loyma, they needed to say, ki kol amoyfsim ayoytzim chutz lateva shehayu, all the miracles, right, that went past nature, V'gamash ha'asidim liyos, and those that are still going to be in the future, me'ashayyad be'makosiv, that the pasuk designated that they're going to happen, or testify they're going to happen. Kulam kadam emaratim b'sheshes me'breishes. Because of that, the chachamim had to say, because of that, the real chachamim, had to say that any miracle that ever takes place or that's going to take place was already rooted in the ratzon of Hashem. He made a clause in the Bria that at certain times, he's going to allow a miracle to take place, or he's going to have a miracle take place. So miracles also were done, so to say. The root of them was in the Ratzin during Sheshis Yimei Bereishis. So basically, if we would say it like this, in Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, he created nature with a clause that at certain times he's going to want these various miracles to take place. And when that thing will be new, you know, become new, that new thing will take, will happen at a time of need, the people that see this are going to think that this is something new, that just now he was mechadish this miracle. But it's not really so. That miracle was really already put into the creation during Sheshis Yimei Bereishis. And Chazal already were expanded on this in the Medrash Kehelas and in other places. And their statement on this inyan is very simple, three-word statement. Oilam kiminhagai noyeg. The world goes in its accustomed state. V'timtzoyim aleyem asholem tamid b'chol divreim borchim. And you're always going to find them running away from giving ratzon in one thing after another, or in one moment after another. In other words, the concept that the medabrim have, which is Hashem continuously is roitze mechadash, every moment is really a new ratzon of Hashem that's bringing this moment, creating this moment, creating this thing to take place. Moment by moment, they run away from that, says the Rambam. The Chachamim always are running away from that. And on this tzad, it will be said about a person, when he gets up and sits down, that with the Ratzon of Hashem, it was Hashem's will that he get up and sit down. Only in this way, what does that mean? It only means the following. That it was put in nature at the beginning of the creation that he should get up and sit down with his free choice. Man put that, Hashem put that into the Bria, that if a person wants to get up, he'll get up. And if a person wants to sit down, he'll sit down. Doesn't mean that Hashem wanted this guy now to get up or not to get up. The same way Hashem doesn't want specifically now this stone should fall. You know, but he has nothing better to do. You know, like he's saying, oh, I want this ball to fall. I want this stone to fall. Like what? That's the way the Rambam looks at it. He says, no, it's according to the Rambam, it's mamish nonsense. I'm not saying that on my own. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim discussed this more at length. In Mor Nevuchim Perik Ein Gimel, and he says that somebody who has this kind of like hashkafa, he says yesh leima lefidaiti v'das kol bal seichel im kahasel be'enesh tehaslu boy kizel yisoyda hisul be'emes. He considers it like mamish foolishness. That's what he says. If you hold that Hashem is like constantly on the move, so to say, he's constantly doing a new bria, a new. Then he says, the Ram says, you say that hisul. Now, if everybody's like wondering, this is very different than anything you've ever heard before. So yes, we'll get to that as a Hashem. But right now we're with the Rambam. So Oklal Hadavar Shinaminbo, the general thing that we have to believe in, who kikamosha rota shemis boak shiodam nitzava koimer chavachoze balitz boys. The same way Hashem wanted the person to be a certain height, a certain width, having fingers. Kein ratza, she is no ea, v'yanuach me'atzmo, v'yase pu'ulais b'p'chirasei. So too, he wanted that a person should be able to move and rest on his own, and he'll be able to do actions with his free choice. Ein machriach le'aleim v'le'mineh mehem. Nothing forcing him to do those actions and nothing holding him back. Like is explained in the true Torah, which explains this when it says, right, that the man will be like one of us to know good and bad. The Targum explained already that what does that mean? Mimenu ladas tevira, writes Leima, shuhu aya echad ba'olam. Ritzaini Leima, min she'en kamoyo min acher, shishtatef imen b'zeinin asher nimtze boy. There's something unique here that was only by him, right? Because again, the malachim, they're muchrach. They can only do whatever's, you know, what's good. They don't have a milchemes hayetzer. And the same thing with animals. They don't have a mind, you know, they don't have like das. So only man has das, like the Rabbi Yishlein. That is, the man on his own will know the toiv and the ra, and will do whichever one of them he wants, and there's nothing holding him back. And since that's the case, since man has that ability, it's very interesting the way he learns this, right? He learns that Pasuk is warning that the Malachim is saying that man has the ability to go ahead and take a bit of this and he'll end up living forever because he's got the free choice to do that. Nothing is holding him back. Okay, so right now, this is where we're going to pause. This is where, at Kan for now. In the Rambam, and now we have to go into this. And before we continue, in the Meimaraim, so I want to relate to this Rambam because it's a lechayra merab sinigra. It's a very famous nefesh
hachayim. Can I just clarify if I understood the Rambam correctly, please?
Yes.
The Rambam is saying that Hashem set everything up and then pressed play.
I mean, what does your pressing play mean?
It means that the program is all written before time, so to speak, began, and now it's just all running and happening.
No, because he left, nature is happening and running, but he left it up to man to do whatever, man can do whatever he wants. Right? He gave Bechira to man, but the laws of nature are, playing out exactly the way he wants them to.
And Nisim, the overriding of nature.
And the Nisim, correct. Okay, just 1 second, let me just find the piece that we need here. So it's a very famous Yesod that we find in the Nefesh HaChaim. If you want to open the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Beis. So over there, the Nefesh HaChaim says, "Ki loy kemidas baser v'dam, midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu." God's, Hashem's midah is not like the midah of a human being. Ki ha'adam kishebone binyan derech mashal me'etz. When man builds a building, let's say out of wood, for example, ena boine b'iri u'mamtzi oz mikoychay ha'etz. The builder is not creating and, founding something new from his koyach, the wood from his koyach. Right? He's not making the wood. He takes wood that was already created. All he's doing is he organizes those woods into a building. And once he already organizes those wood, that wood according to his ratzon, im shekoicha husa v'nistalik mem. Even though his koyach, man, that the builder's koyach is removed from them, Im kol zeh binyan kayim, the building remains. But now there's no connection with the builder, with the building. The building the builder goes and finished. Avohu yizbar shema. Just like the kablanim, right? We know the contractors, they build it and they run away. They don't even help you with the tikkunim. But avohu yizbar. But he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kimoy be'es b'riyas ha'ilamais kulam. Borem v'imtziyamu yizbar yesh me'ayin. Be'koyche ha'bilti tachlis. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of the creation of the worlds, created them and made them out of nothing. Yesh me'ayin. B'koyche, with his infinite koyach. Kein me'oz. So too it is from then. Kol yoim v'kol rega mamish. Every single day and every single moment. Mamish. Kol koyach metziusam v'sidjum v'kiyumam. Toli rak b'mashu yizbarach shmoy. Meshbia b'em b'irtzoin yizbarach. Kol rega koyach v'shifas or chodosh. So, the whole koyach of their metzius, their very being, and their organization, and their kiyum, their existence, their continuing existence, totally rak b'mashu, is dependent only on that he, Hashem Yizbarach, is being mashpia into them with his ratzoin, Yizbarach, every moment, koyach v'shifas or chodosh, the koyach and the flow of his new light, v'ilu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would remove from them the koyach of his hashpah even for a moment, in an instant, right, immediately they would revert back into complete nothingness. And the way the Anshei Knesset Gedolah established in the davening the following sentence, Amchadesh betuvo bechol yom tam in masa bereishis. Right, Hashem is the one who makes new with his goodness every single day, continuously ma'aseh bereishis. He's mechadesh. He's like continuously recreating, so to say, the bria. Hainu tamid mamish, says Nefesh HaChaim. That means literally, continuously kol es v'rega, every single moment. V'rayasim v'rashis. Then they have an open, explicit proof. Ka'amur lo'osi orim gedolim, because it says, to the one who made the big lights. It doesn't say over there he made, past tense. It says that he makes. He's constantly making them. So, later on in the Sefer, you know, it leaves a little bit of room to ask on it, because the Lashon of Oise is Lashon of Asiya. Asiya is not Bria. It's not the same thing. But it's clear not like that, because later on, in Perek Yud Gimel, he has a Haggah, and he says the following. He brings the Pasuk in Amos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki hine yoitzer horim ubeirei ruach. The Hashem is the one who founded the mountains, created the mountains, and created the winds. So, by horim, he uses the lashon of Yitzira, which is yesh meyesh, we know. And by ruach, he uses the lashon of bria. But he first says yoitzer, and only after that he says boire. Yoitzer horum boire ruach. Says the Nefesh HaChaim. Lefi seder adal olamas habia, according to the order of the four worlds, which is atzilus, bria, yitzira, and asiya. So bria precedes yitzira. It would be much more appropriate to first say the Lashon of Bria and only afterwards the Lashon of Yetzira. The Inyan is Ki Lashon Yetzira Perusha Yesh. The Lashon of Yetzira means the forming of something from one material, right? Something existing material into another form of that material. Whereas creation is something completely new, something from nothing, like all the Pashtanim agree. Maybe next time, if I remember, we'll say it. But Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, argues on this beer of Bria. It's interesting, Nefesh HaChaim uses a lashon like all the Pashtanim agree, but the Gra himself gives a different perish. She took a little bit of a pella, actually. Elamai, I think there's a way to integrate the two, and the Nefesh HaChaim really is understand that the Gra's explanation is also going to be the same thing. But I don't want to get off sidetracked. If somebody reminds me, maybe next week, Bli Neder, we'll do that. If we get to it, there's still a little bit of time here. So says the Nefesh HaChaim Vayter. Zeshe Kosuv. That's what it means over here in the Pasuk. Even though it looks to us that now, after the creation, he's only Yoitzer Harim, he's only forming mountains, Yesh Meyesh, Kishachish Yesh Me'ayin, Kvar Hayu B'Sheshes Me'Kedem. Because the Hishachish, the making something out of nothing, that was only then. That was back in the time of creation, the 6 days of creation. Avol ha'emes kime'oz gam'ato. The truth is that then, as it is now, b'chol eis v'rega hu b'yrei oisam. He uses the lashon mefurish, b'yrei oisam. At every moment, Hashem is literally mamish creating them umechad shem yesh me'ayin, and He's making them new, not something from nothing. Al yedei chius haruach, by bringing the vitality, the chius of the spirit shemashpia bem. So you see, the Nefesh HaChaim is learning it's not b'yri ruach creating wind, but rather the kiviyochel, the chius, the spirit that comes in to give life to the creation. Al yedei chius haruach shemashpia b'mechadosh b'ritzon yisbarach kol rega, that Hashem is mashpia, flows down with His will into the bria all the time. He's constantly bringing this flow of new or Hashem, new ruach chinam u'ba'avos, and that's what it says in Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Beis, Hu hayoitzer, Hu haboirei. Look at now. That's why I use this lashon again, hayoitzer and boirei, which is present tense. The same thing he says in Ruach Chaim in Maseches Avos in the Perek Dalet Mishnah Chav Beis, same word. So we see from Chaim Volozhin, and I think most people, this is the chinuch that we've gotten mostly in yeshivas, and is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom tamid masiv reishis, is that Hashem is constantly being mechadish the bria. It seems to be a very different position than what the Rambam is taking. It seems to be in line, or more like the Kata Medabrim, as opposed to what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying. The Nefesh HaChaim seems to be more like the Kata Medabrim, which the Rambam Mamish like seems to make fun of, and the Mam completely pushes off, says it's wrong. So there seems to be l'chayra a machlekas in this now. Right now I think we're going to really just be setting up the positions, and we'll try to delve into the positions more next time. But let's see, we have something interesting. You know, you might, the natural inclination would be that, okay, what do you want? The Rambam is a staunch rationalist, and the Nefesh HaChaim is the Makobel. So he's coming up with Kabbalah. So, rationally speaking, you know, the Rambam took his position based on the rational mindset of the Rambam. And the Kabbalah seems to say not like that. The Kabbalah seems to say that there's an ongoing bria, that the branch is constantly being boiri anew. But the truth of the matter is that that's l'chayra, it's a hard thing to say. The Leshem, and I'll show you why, the Leshem in the Hakdamas V'Sha'arim says, Yisoid HaChachma, right at the beginning of the Leshem in Hakdamas V'Sha'arim, he says, Yisoid HaChachma V'Sha'ar Shekabbalah, what's the whole foundation and the root of Kabbalah? Fine, right, lay the idea, Ki Hashem Elokeinu, and Hashem was Mamtzi Kol HaNimtzoyim. So he says Leshem like this, Himtzi Kol HaNimtzoyim, Right? He founded, he brought into existence all the existence, all things that are in, or beings. Ubara kol anivroim, and he created all the creations. V'yotzar v'yotzer kol hayitzurim. And he was yotzar and yotzer, and he is yotzer, currently yotzer, all the yitzurim. V'asa v'oise kol hamasim. And he made, and he's constantly making, finishing them off, all the ma'isim. Mahava kol b'chol eis. He's bringing everything into existence. He's being mahava everything at every moment. U'mashgiach b'chol b'li hefzik. And he's being mashgiach in everything without any pause. U'manigas hakol tamid. And he's always leading everything. Raku levadoi. Only him alone. Vish ein shum dove b'ladim u'maklal. There's nothing without him. So, the lashon of the year is very interesting. He says, Bara kol anivroim, only past tense when it comes to lashon of bria. V'yotzar v'yotzer kol yitzurim. V'asa v'oisek kol amasa. When it comes to asiyah and when it comes to yitzir and asiyah, it's past tense and present tense. Is that just a hashmata? Is that because the lashon holds like the Rambam, that the bria was only once upon a time? So, the Leshem himself was asked this question. And in the end of Sefer Adeya, which is another Sefer of the Leshem, there's a number of Hashmatas and different additions and Tikkunim to the Sefer HaKadosh, the Sefer HaKadosh Risharim. And there, the Leshem deals with this. And he says, regarding what I wrote in Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph, Nish'alti Alama leikasafti gamkein ubara ubayre k'may biyotzer va'asa. Why did I do that? Somebody asked me this question, says the Leshem. Why by bria didn't I write ubara ubayre the same way, the same matbe aloshen that I used by yetzira and asiya? Ki arei yeshnam kama brachas b'loshen bayre. We have many brachas. There's a bunch of brachas that have the loshen of bayre, right? Bayre minei mezaynos. We don't say Bora mi name is Enis. Boire Maire H. We don't say Boire. What? So why didn't I use that Lashon? Bora u Boire. Veheshavti, and I responded. Ki be'emes loy shayich al bria Lashon hoive. It's not shayich on the bria, the Lashon of present tense. Ki kol bria yesh me'ayin. Because all bria is a Lashon of yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Veze loy haya ela b'yoyim aleph. And that was only on the first day of creation, not even the Sheshes in Bereshis. The first day, Bereshis, Bara Elohim, that was a one-time thing at the beginning when he put into the world all the mass that's going to be, all the Yesh that's going to be, the Chaymer HaYuli, right, that primitive matter, and then he worked on it and he made different forms and different things, you know. But the Plato of creation was then only on the first day. That's the bria. Ay umash yostu kame brachis blushin boire. The fact that Chazal established a number of brachas with the lashon of boire, which is current, which is present tense. Hare omru be gemara brachas dafnun beis amin beis. The Gemara already says in brachas dafnun beis amin beis ki boire bora mashma. The Gemara deals with this. And the Gemara says that the Lashon of Bayri includes in it, it has a mashmos, its implication is on the Lashon of past. Bayri encompasses, the Gemara says, past, the past tense. Even though it's written in present tense, its meaning can be, in Lashon HaKodesh, can refer to the past. V'hu al bria harishayin shayesh me'ayin. And that is because of the first bria that was yesh me'ayin. But the Lashon is Bayer Pri Hagofen, Bayer Pri Eitz. According to what the Lashon just said, that doesn't work. On the first day, he didn't create the Geffen, he didn't create the Eitz. And the Geffen and Eitz are for sure only a Yetzira, Yesh Me Yesh. Achakavonahi, Al Koyach Hatzomeach, Vamoilit Zera, Hanitan Boorets. The kavana is on the power, the ability of growth, and the ability to reproduce that was put into the land, put into the Oretz, into Gashmi, at the time of creation. Ayin Ramban the Perusha La Torah Reish Bereishis V'Timtza calls it. Just look at the Ramban; you'll find all this there. So he's learning very, very similar to the Rambam that what does it mean? Boyer Priya Eitz, as if the Bria goes on. No, it's the laws of nature that Hashem put in the first day, put into matter that ability of growth and of reproduction. That's all we mean by that. Boyer Priya, it's going on not the physical Priya Eitz, but on the ability for this Priya Eitz to keep coming up, you know, to keep growing, etc. I guess all its natural qualities as well. And this is the kavon of all brachos that have the lashon of boire. Like Chazal already in the Gemara said, ki bebora uboire kulei alma leplegi debora mashma. The Gemara over there says both lashonis bora and boire, according to everyone's mashma past tense bora, according to lashon. Why? Because that can only mean past tense, because the only time there ever was Bria Yesh Me'ayin was the first day of my separations. V'hu ala Bria Rishonet Yesh Me'ayin. Omnom, Loshen Boirei Ashachar, Loshen Bara. But if you're going to put the word Boirei after the word Bara, Bara U Boirei, Hine Pashet Ushirak Alei Reseva, then that would be Pashet that you're referring to something that's current, that's present. Because you already said bara, so you're not repeating yourself. So if you use that expression bara ubayre, you couldn't say that anymore. That it's mashma past. V'lachein lo kasafti ubara ubayre. So therefore, I didn't use that expression bara ubayre. Ki az hayalashin bayre ala ras hayve. Because then the lashon of bayre would be mashma something now present. Asher behemesin ale shayich b'lashon haviklal, which there really is not shayich at all. There's not shayich a present tense by bayre, by bria. So in this piece, it seems that the Leshem seems to be going like the Rambam, not like the Nefesh HaChaim. That the Bria is something of the past, something on the first day of creation. I'll give, if anybody has questions, so let's, let me, I don't know, remember if I muted anybody here, but... Here. Anyone who wants to ask a question, go ahead. No? Everything good?
First Ani Mamet. The Nusach is Shabayre is Barak Shemai, Ubayre, Umanhig, Lechol Habroim, Ulevata Osa, Vaisa, Vyasa, Lechol Hamasi.
Ubayre, Umanhig, Lechol Habroim, Oisa, Vyasa, Lechol Hamasi. Right.
So Asa is clear. Asa, Va'oisa, V'yasa, L'chol HaMa'aseh.
Right.
That's interesting. With Bria, Shabarei, Yisbarach, Shemai, Hubayrei, Umanehig, L'chol HaBruim.
Yeah.
This context, it sounds very much present tense.
No. Adarabu.
Say here, Bairei means Barapam.
Yeah, he Adarabu. If anything, bring a raya. He doesn't say like Asa, Oisa, V'yasa. Because it's not true, by Bria.
Right,
yeah.
But it, because of Manhig is very...
But Manhig is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manhig now also. He leads things in the sense that there's things where he does get involved. For example, we saw the Rambam that based on how a person behaves, right? It's like he could get a special shidduch, or, you know, which normally Hashem wouldn't get involved. But in things that are not, that's called manig. He's still being manig the Bria. Yeah. When he does a nes, there are times where Hashem is intervening. You're daven to Hashem, then he intervenes on your behalf. So let's see what time is. Okay, so I think what we'll do here. I'll just mention one other source, which is interesting, the Beis Halevi, right at the beginning of Bereishis. Now, the Beis Halevi, of course, is an Einukel from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right? But he has a piece in the beginning, on the Pasuk Vayichal Mamish, the first page of the Beis Halevi. So he says this kind of a thing. He says, B'chol rega Hashem Yisbarach, mamtzi kol nimtzoi mamish yesh me'ayin. At every moment, Hashem is mamzi everything that there is. Yesh me'ayin. V'rega harishoyin eino siba lanimtsoyim l'rega shel ha'achirov. And the first moment is not a cause of the nimtsoyim, the moment afterwards. What's going on now is not from past. It's not like, it's not, like kiveyochel is a continuation. There's no siba or masoviv over here from between the moments. Raku k'moy ascholas ha-bria, it's like a new bria, it's like the new beginning of the bria. U'k'moy she-sidru, u'k'moy she-sidru, I just noticed, Ariel, that you asked the question over here. That was the same question that my brother asked, so we dealt with it. Yeah, okay. So he says, the bechol rega hu mamtzi. So he says, k'moshes sidru b'virchas hayoyitzer hamechadish betuva bechol yom tamasi bereishis ka'amu lo esi oyim gdayim kilim chastoy. The bechol rega hu mamtzi lo oylem yesh me'ayin. Every moment he's being mamtzi the world yesh me'ayin. Ve'nimtza de gamatu boyre, comes out that even that now also he's being boyret k'moy b'shisha yomer rishayinim, the same way he was in the first 6 days of creation. Rakachiluku, the only difference is the b'shisha yomim bor avodah v'chadosh. In the 6 days, he created something completely new. Mashalahoya by Mikoidim, that never had been before. Omeaz Vahala, Boyroi Bechol Rega, Latmuna Shahoya Oilam Berega Koidim, Ketiva Hasidroi Bleshinoi. But from then on, he creates everything, every moment, in the same picture that the world was a moment before, in that same nature, in that same organization, without any difference. So, that's basically, in line with, but he says it even more, a little bit even more mechudad than the Nefesh HaChaim in a certain sense, that it's mamish, like it's not even a siba, the moment before is not a siba to the moment after. That's like a very stark lashon. So anyway, we'll leave off for here for now. I personally do want to be Miyashiv, I don't think that the conversations over here are necessarily on the same tether, if you want to say, on the same. They're not necessarily talking. I think if we're going to be ma'ayin a little bit more, we'll see that I don't think that they're really. There's a big machlokes going on here. Yes.
The last sheet that you mentioned, it sounds more like the sheet of the Rashash, that he says that everything that's nivrar, the whole yom, it's the same view and the same tikkun which happens. Also, just like Sheish Mikvei Sheet and Daf Gimel and Dalet.
What's the last Sheet? The Nefesh HaChaim or the Beis Levi or both?
No, the Beis Levi.
Yeah.
Mamash, every single moment, every single Yom has a complete view, just like what happened in Sheish
Mikvei Sheet. Yeah, so the Nefesh HaChaim is also saying that. And Echanami. Yeah. Okay, and Echanami, the Pashas, the Rishash will be the same thing. It's true. Yeah.
It's not like the Lashem. The Lashem.
So that's what we're gonna have to. Right. So we'll have to. Bez Hashem, we'll come back to this and try to see if we could do something with this next week. Blin Eder. Okay. Agudvach. Anybody has any questions? That's it. Very good. Fine. Shavuot Tov. And I don't know. The things are lightening up. So.